Well, a good evening to everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. It's been a good week. We've come a long way. The messages that we've heard have definitely put us on a different level. I believe that. And so I just hope and pray that what we do get stays. Right? I mean, we're preaching an eternal gospel. We're not preaching a temporary gospel. We're not preaching something that'll make us better for a day or a week or a month. We're preaching about something that's going to take care of us for eternity. No beginning, no ending. Amen? Yep. Amen. Well, Brother Tim will be preaching here a little bit, but before he preaches, we got some special singing. We did have, we thought, a choir. Tim asked me if they didn't make it, and they didn't make it. We had a choir coming off Stony Creek, and they decided not to come, but that's okay. We'll maybe someday we'll get them back down here. Good old gospel singing from the choir. I love that, don't you? That's what we've been having around here this week. It's that old the old red book. That's not a Baptist hymnal now. That's the old red book, and everybody in East Tennessee is used to it, and you just can't beat it. I always wondered why they wanted those song books about three times this big, and you still sing the same 10 songs. Am I right? Oh, yeah. I know. I've been doing it. I look in this one sometimes, and I wonder how they might sound if we just tried one of them sometime. Probably never will, but that's okay. We got a song book. I'm going to, I want to remind you, though, that tomorrow night, No Name But His will be here, and Brother Todd, right here, is going to let his wife preach tomorrow night, and he'll be coming to bring the message, and No Name But His will be providing the singing, but we got a special song for you tonight also. Might just lift your heart up, you never know, do you? But remember that, and Thanksgiving is coming on. We do have Tuesday night before Thanksgiving for a special Thanksgiving service. That's when everybody gets to give their testimony as to how good God has been. And that's the best long service that you'll ever be in. The church always wonders why the preacher preaches so long. Then you have a service like that, and y'all can stay here till 9 or 9:30, and it doesn't make any difference because y'all are doing the preaching. I know how it is, but boy, do I love it. It is so filling to me. Amy, you and Les want to come and sing that song? That'd be good.
In the monitors.
His great love, he picked me up, said.
Now that, was that too loud for you all? No? Okay. I felt like I heard it, so that must have been me.
We need some volume.
Yeah, I need volume.
Amen.
Out of
his great love, he picked me up, set my feet on a sturdy rock. Out of his great love, I've learned the meaning of salvation. Out of his great love,
out of his great love, he picked me up, set my feet on a sturdy rock. Out of his great love, I've learned the meaning of salvation. Out of his great love,
I had gone astray, I had lost my way, when I called upon his name, then he rescued me. Now the song I sing,
His love, that is a blessing to me. Again, doesn't matter what the day holds, He's holding it. And there can be days where it's pretty miserable, feels pretty bad. You get to the end of it and you think, whoa, what a day. But I'm still so blessed. There's not a day that I'm not blessed, no matter my circumstances.
Some days you may lead me through green pastures. My heart drinks in deep, the water's sweet. And some days you may lead me through the desert. Even then you're still the reason I can sing. I am blessed beyond measure, so far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures. Whatever comes my way, still my soul will say, I am blessed, I am blessed. The troubles, pain, and disappointments, when it seems that I have nothing left, you will never leave me or forsake me. I will testify until my dying breath. So far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures. Whatever comes my way, still my soul will say, I am blessed, I am blessed. You alone are my. Your goodness follows me all of my days. I am blessed beyond measure, so far beyond what's gained through earthly treasures. Whatever comes my way,
here, brother. Warm up. Warm us up. Tim Broyles, I don't think you need to know who this man is. You know who this man is. He's my good friend, though. My brother in Christ. one that sticks with me.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good to be with you today and this evening. Isn't it good to be saved?
Amen.
You know, we are blessed, aren't we? What a it's amazing. You know, the older I get, the more I think about it. The more I think about the mercy that He has given me and the grace that He has bestowed upon me. When I was younger, I know it was important, but now that I get older, I realize more and more how important it is that we are under His grace and His mercy. No way He should ever save me. Definitely no way He should ever make a preacher out of me. But by His mercy and grace, He said, I'm going to take that old redneck off the river. I'm going to make a preacher out of him. Only He could do that, amen. It's so good to be with you. I don't know if you know this or not, but I sure love your pastor a whole lot. He's y'all didn't know you had a brother, because he refers to me as son, and I refer to him as dad a lot of the time. And he sure means a lot to me. You know? I'm going to try not to get you in trouble, Dan. And, if you have your Bibles this evening, you want to turn with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I'll try not to be like the Free Will Baptist preacher. There was going to be a revival, and three preachers showed up, and when they got there, it was a Methodist, Presbyterian, and Free Will Baptist. And when we got there, there was a skunk in the church. So these three guys, everybody else had left, and these three guys got in a competition, and they said, we're going to see who can preach in there the longest with that skunk. So the Methodist come in first, and he preached about 5 minutes, and he come out, and he said, I just can't take it no more. Presbyterian come in, he preached about 10 minutes, he come out and said, I just can't take it no more. Free Will Baptist went in, preached about 45 minutes, that door flung open, the skunk come out and said, I just can't take it no more. I hope I'm not that way tonight. If you would, stand with me. I want to read one verse, and we'll refer to some of them, but I want to read one verse tonight, and in John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That'll preach one. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your blessings, and we thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy and grace. And Father, I'm so thankful to be able to stand behind a sacred desk. I'm unworthy, but I pray tonight You'll make me usable. And Father, that You would encourage our hearts at every time in our lives that we need encouragement, it's today. And Father, would You help us and would You encourage us by the power of the Holy Spirit? I invite You tonight to be in control of this service, to be in control of Your servant, and God, that You'd get rid of the devil, send him where You see fit. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I guess that's my water up here. All right. I figured you'd drink about 10 minutes out of it before I got up here. I want to talk about when the Son set you free. One thing I'm thankful for tonight is our heritage of America. And as Christians also, but I want to spend just a few minutes of some things I'd heard, and I did a little research. You know, America has been so blessed as a nation. God has blessed this country and this nation. We're so blessed. In the rest of the world, that the countries that's poor, and the poor and the poverty and those, you know what they die from? or most of their problem is malnutrition. In America, our poorest people, do you know what the number one health problem in America is to our poorest people? Obesity. Wow. We have been blessed as a nation. God has so richly blessed us and been so gracious to us. America was founded on the belief in God, the trust in the Lord. And I don't care, you can say what you want and you can change laws and you can do whatever you want to, but the facts is the facts. I've got a quote down. Patrick Henry said, "This nation was not founded by religious people, but by Christians. We was not founded on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." And that is where we are as America. And I had heard, and I'd done a little research on it. Washington, D.C. was laid out in the sign of a cross. If you look and you start at the Lincoln Memorial and you draw a line from the Lincoln Memorial to the Capitol building, and then you go from the Jefferson Memorial to the White House, you have a perfect cross right down the middle of them all. But where those two lines meet, do you know what stands there? The Washington Monument is right in the middle of that cross. The Washington Monument is 555.5 feet tall, the highest peak. The sun hits on the Washington Monument before it hits anywhere else in that state, in that city. I know I didn't get it, but I read, I didn't write it down, but there's a couple different laid in the walls, some different things. But have you ever heard right on the very top of the Washington Monument, there's a 9-inch aluminum capstone is right on the top. On the east side of that capstone is the words, and it's in Latin, Los Deo. That means, praise be to our God. The first thing that the sunlight hits in Washington, D.C. is praise be to our God. It's no wonder God blessed America. It's no wonder that He has blessed. And let me read you the inaugural prayer that was written after the end of the Revolutionary War by George Washington. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that Thou wilt keep the United States in Thy holy protection, that Thou wilt incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to the government, and entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and their fellow citizens of the United States at large. And finally, that Thou will most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind which were the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, and without a humble imitation of whose example in these things we can never hope to be a happy nation. Grant our supplication, we beseech Thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. These from our forefathers. The father of our nation. Wow. And say, I thank God for the heritage of the United States of America. I thank God for who we are. Now, I know that we've got a lot of problems. We're not what we used to be, but we're still the best nation in the world, and I'm convinced of. And if you don't believe that, just travel outside the country, and you'll be glad to get back home. I'll tell you a true story. Rhonda and I went in 99 to Brazil to visit some friends that we have. And when we got to the airport, and I love the ACOGs, when we got to the airport, when I got in and I found the gate that I was going to go out and go come back home, Rhonda said, there's some shops up here on the second floor that I'm going to go up and shop. We'll go up and shop. I said, you go do whatever you want to. I'm not leaving this seat till that gate opens right there. And if it opens before you get back, I'll be on the plane. You can look and she'll tell you. And I was serious. I love Brazil. I love the people. I was ready to come home. And it didn't matter the thought of my mind of coming in. You know, and as we standing there checking in, we had a horrible time going through customs when we went to Brazil. It was unreal. They went through everything we had. I'm not going to get into that. But when we come back home, you know, I thought as I was standing in that line, you know, even if I was doing something wrong, I'd be treated fair. You know, when other countries don't have that blessing. And I didn't mean to get off on all that, but in Psalm 9, 16 through 20, the Bible said, the Lord is known by the judgment which He executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged by thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. And as individuals and as nations, we're going to be judged of the Lord. We're going to stand before God and we fall under His judgments. And there's something that we need to realize, and I think America needs to realize it, and a lot of folks need to realize it, that without Him, we are nothing. The only thing that we possess that has any meaning and any matter and anything at all is the breath that He breathed in our nostrils. That is the only thing that is going to stand through eternity. These bodies and what we own and everything is going to be done away with, and only the Spirit will back return to the Father, and our soul is the only thing that will spend eternity. Our nation's forgot that, a lot of folks in it. A lot of our leaders need to realize that we're nothing without Him. He founded this nation. He gave us the blessings that we have today and enjoy. They have come because the Son set us free. And when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. In Galatians 6:7 is a very sobering thought. The Bible said, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I'm afraid as individuals and as a nation as a whole, that what we have sown, that we're going to start reaping some things from it. I'm not so sure we've not already started some reaping some things of what this country and people has sown. The freedoms that we have enjoyed come from belief and trust in Jesus Christ. What freedoms as individuals and a nation that we'll enjoy from here on out will come from Jesus Christ. When the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. I want to spend and not bad for an introduction, was it? You might be in trouble. Not only am I thankful for our heritage, I'm thankful for the hope that we have in Jesus. I'm thankful that if I had faith, hope in Christ in this life only, I'd be of all men most miserable. Even it's still worth living, but I'm glad that my hope goes far beyond what's in this world. First of all, that I see some things we're free from. The Son makes us free from guilt. I'm thankful tonight that I don't have to struggle with the guilt. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful that on Calvary the guilt was lifted. And I'm no longer held responsible. And I'm innocent as I stand before God in Psalm 32. I'm starting at verse 3. It said, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night Thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Glory, hallelujah. I'm not much. I'm not perfect. I'm an old country boy, and I done sold you as a redneck down off a river. And I'm kin to Vernon's story, if that's not anything else. I'm spilling it all tonight. But when I stand before God and in the eyes of God, and when He looks down upon me through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm as perfect as Jesus is. Glory, hallelujah. There is therefore now no condemnation in me. God don't see any of that. You talking about a hope and a blessed assurance that we have in serving Him, that I am no longer under the condemnation. The things I've done wrong, He don't see it. Praise God, they're as far as the east is from the west. They've been thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. Then He put up a sign that said, no fishing. You ain't going to dig them out of there, Brother David. I am not guilty anymore for what I've done. Not because I'm a good guy. It's because Jesus. When the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, I may just start preaching. The thief on the cross turned to Jesus. And he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He was guilty. He deserved to die on that cross. He deserved everything he got. And when he called upon Jesus, Jesus said, today ye shall be with me in paradise. The guilt was gone. I'm going to pick on Vernon tonight. He'll wish he hadn't come now. He used to be in a sheriff, deputy sheriff, for years. And I don't care if you take TBI's most wanted list. The number one, the baddest guy they're looking for. And something happened to that guy and he passed away. You know what happens to all those charges that was placed against him? Dismissed. When I died to sin, and I died to self, and I died to the things of the world, that I no longer held accountable of the things under that, my slate is wiped clean. And I am guilt free. I've been set free, Brother Dan. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That's why in Luke chapter 4, I think around verse 18, that he said that he came to set the captives free, to heal the preach to the poor, and heal and set at liberty and turn us free. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Are you free tonight? Yeah. You ever heard of, you ever been coon hunting? When that dog barks, what's that mean? He's coon up tree. The Holy Spirit just said stop right there. I feel like there's somebody in here that's holding on to the guilt of the past. When God sets you free, you're free. That guilt. See, what happens so often, someone called me one time and they had messed up and they were so and they were crying and they said I'd prayed and I said, the only person that's left to forgive you is you. God's already forgive you if you ask Him. You've got to forgive you. You've got to get over the guilt. You've got to get over this stuff. You remember when Lazarus was in the tomb and Martha went to the tomb, Jesus said, roll the stone. She said, whoa, wait a minute. There's some stuff in there that stinks. You know, there's some stuff in our past that stinks. And we don't want to mess with it, and we want to leave it stuck back in the corner some more. And Jesus, you can have everything else in here, but I'm going to keep this little part because I don't want... I believe that's the problem Naaman had going and dipping into Jordan. He didn't want everybody to see he had leprosy. He was a big shot. He didn't want to unpeel those layers. He didn't want to get down to where it was, that there was sin in his life and there were things in his life, and we want to hide and cover some things up. And I tell you what, if you want to be free from the guilt of the past and you want to be free from some things, you've got to come to the Lord and come to Jesus and say, "Here, take it. I've dealt with it long enough. Won't you take care of it for me?" Because I can guarantee you, when He sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. The second thing I see is we're guilt from sin, or free from guilt. We're also free from the mastery of sin. In Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 14, the Bible said, "For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey? Rather of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." Boy, I tell you, it's next. Romans 6:17. You ever like it when God butts in? I like it when God butts in. Here in verse 6, in verse 17 says, "But God be thanked." Glory, hallelujah. Whosoever we serve, who we're obedient to, that's who our master is. "But thanks be to God that ye were servants of..." Oh, well, glory. There's a big word. You were servants of to sin. Here it is again. "But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Glory, hallelujah. We are now not free to sin, free to serve Him. Free to enjoy. See, I'm afraid that when we get saved, and a lot of people, and we've had through the years, that we have to get stiff. We can't smile. I had someone tell me, you cut up way too much for a preacher. I have fun. I love the Lord and He loves me, and I've been saved and set free. I've got a reason to have fun. I'm serious about the Lord. I trust Him. He saved me. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm a pastor of a church. But I have fun. If you don't think I won't pull a prank on you, you're sadly mistaken. Amen? Dan says, yeah. We are being set free from the mastery of sin. Sin no longer is your master of a believer. Sin no longer controls you like it did me in the past. I was bondage to it. I couldn't get away from it. Now I'm a bondage and I'm a servant of Jesus Christ, free from the guilt of the past, free from the bonds of sin, free from the bondage that come upon me. Praise God, I've been set free. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Are you free tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we need to start acting like it. Amen. I mean, we're free, and then we act like we're in bondage. Glory, hallelujah. I have a good time. I'll go. I've not spoke to y'all since I went out of town with your preacher. Woo! We won't talk about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We didn't go to Vegas. We went to a men's retreat over at the Cove, but we had a good time in the Lord. And we didn't do anything that I care for my wife to know. Praise the Lord. I'm not free to sin. I'm free to enjoy the salvation that God has given me. He didn't save me to be a fuddy-duddy. He saved me to exercise the... If you go to Galatians 5:1, then he talks about us having liberty. We've been turned loose and set free. We're not bound down anymore.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise be to God, we've been set free. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, the Bible says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but... And this really struck with me. But I will not be brought under the power of any. Some things is lawful, but I'm not going to let the things of the world, I'm not going to let habits, I'm not going to let addictions, I'm not going to let the things that the devil has come up with to get me under his control and bond me and drag me down. He said, all things expedient, but I'm not being brought down under the power of anything except of the Lord.
Amen.
We're now servants of righteousness. Legion. When Jesus came up, he was under, well, there was probably chains hanging off him. They had tried to chain him up. And he'd scream, I could see you. Run to tell you, my imagination runs wild sometimes. But I could see the kids out playing in that area. And they heard the awfulest squalling off in the distance. The little boy dropped his head and they said, what was that? That's my daddy. See, he's out there in the graveyard. He takes a rock and cuts himself. He screams. The devil got such a hold of him. That's my daddy. I can hear, see the wife. They say, what is that? That's my husband. He was a good man. But he got tripped up and he got took aside. Then Jesus come along. But, don't you like it when he butts in?
Yeah.
Jesus come along and he set him free.
Amen.
You know those demons, even the pig didn't want to live with them in them. Then I could say, Billy, you going to come play with us? No, daddy's home. Glory, hallelujah. He met this man named Jesus. One of my favorite verses, Brother Tom, in the whole Bible. It said when it got word to the city and they all found out what had happened and they came back to see, check on the situation. When they come back, they found that man clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. So, well, glory, hallelujah, what a picture of a redeemed soul of us here that's born under sin's yoke and we're under the bondage and we was in torment and Jesus come along and set us free. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you what, that ought to get a bunch of free will Baptists shouting out there.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you thankful tonight that that's gone?
Yeah.
Aren't you thankful tonight that we're no longer under them bonds and under the slavery and mastery of the devil?
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. If a son sets you free, you're free, amen. I'll tell you something else we're free from. We ought to exercise this freedom. I'm thankful we're free from the deceptions of lies. The devil has got our nation and a lot of people blinded with the lies from torment. Jesus said, I am the way. Let me go to 8:32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I am the truth. In this chapter, if you want to read on, up earlier in this chapter, they said, well, you bear record of yourself and you're not truth. And Jesus said, I do bear record of yourself, but what I say is the truth. Glory, hallelujah. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. And when the truth sets you free, the Son sets you free. Because He is the truth. I've been preaching through Romans 12, being a Romans 12 Christian. I thought I was going to preach on that here, but I'll tell you the turmoil I was in earlier. About 2 hours ago, I was deciding between three messages what to preach. And I just started praying, Lord, just don't let me preach all three of them. They'll run me out there. See, there's a lot of people going to hell because of the lies and the deceptions of Satan. It says in Romans 1 that God said, maybe it's not there, but they would believe a lie and be damned. What a sad shape. But see, the devil will tell us there is no God. My Bible says that, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Psalm said, that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Another lie from the devil and his deceptions, just live good, you'll go to heaven. Don't cheat on your wife. Pay your taxes. Work. Just be a good person. Do more good than you do bad, and it'll outweigh, and you'll go to heaven. Folks, you would not believe the people that believes that. A lot of people believes that lie, and they will wake up in hell believing that deception and that lie right out of the pits of hell. That there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the man I've been preaching about, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our trust and faith in Him and reliance upon Him, to obey Him in everything we do, and to commit our lives in Romans 12:1, that it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's happened is that we want to easy believism, and we don't want to come to the altar of sacrifice and lay our bodies. Jesus said that you had to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. And it's we have made it so easy. He's either Lord of all or He's not Lord at all. And the thing about becoming a living sacrifice is when we lay on that altar, is that we're prone to crawl back off of it. A dead sacrifice can't crawl off, but a living can. And we crawl back off that altar so many times. There's only one way to heaven. Another one is the Bible is wrote by men. Yeah, it's wrote by men, but men was moved on by the Holy Spirit that was of God, and God breathed. Live it up. Indulge, sow your wild oats, and enjoy life while you can. Lies out of the pits of hell. Premarital sex is okay. Romans 13 verse 4 says that marriage is honorable above all and the bed undefiled, but the whoremongers and adulterers God shall judge. That's what the Bible says. That's not what Tim says. That's not. That's what the Bible says. And the devil has got our nation and our young people and a lot of our folks believing that you can just live like you want to. You can jump in bed with one tonight and another and tomorrow night and everything's okay and all we got to do is ask forgiveness. That ain't what the Bible says. These are lies out of the pits of hell. Adultery's all right as long as you don't get caught. This is where Satan is deceiving our nation. And our nation is going to hell in a handbasket because we don't know the Word of God and we don't know what the Lord has said. Homosexuality is alternate lifestyle. That's not what the Bible says. God and the world don't jive in a lot of these areas. The Bible says that it's abomination in His sight. Marriage is just till you find somebody better. We get married, they get divorced tomorrow. That ain't what the Bible says. Killing unborn babies is a woman's choice. According to the Bible, it's murder. If you don't like who you are, just change your gender. You might want to be a man today. You might want to be a woman tomorrow. These are lies out of the pits of hell. Now, this is not popular preaching. I've lost amens now. Homies, amen, it's homies now. You don't need to go to church. I've had said to me so many times, boy, well, me and God just worship when I get out in the woods. Well, I do too, but on Sunday morning, I worship real good right in the house of the Lord. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some had, but much more as you see the day approaching. And we can see the day approaching, can't we? You're under grace, just live it up. But I'll tell you one that I'm tempted with, and I'll bet you Brother Dan is too. Don't preach that hard, you'll offend the people. Brother Dave, I'm sure you in your study, maybe not, you may be more solid than me, but the devil comes along, don't put that, don't say that. You'll make them mad. See, I love you all. I love our church. And I don't want to make anybody mad. But I got to stand before God one day. What He says, you know what my prayer is about preaching? I say, God, if Your word offends, so be it. But just don't let me do the offending. Don't let me do the offending. If You want to offend, if Your word offends, so be it. Jesus is the truth, and the truth makes us free. Amen. You know, I never was good at lying because I ain't smart enough to keep all my lies straight. The truth's the best way, isn't it? All right, the last point. We're also free from the consequences of sin. I'm thankful for that tonight. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But God's butting in again. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm thankful tonight that I'm free from the consequences of sin. Sin no longer can take me to hell. Jesus has paid that price. He has paid the ransom. And it's something as I've studied in Romans 12, it has just come back to me and I've always known it, but it has just hit me so hard, is I don't own me. He bought me with His blood, and He owns me. He bought me out of all of that mess, and He's brought me in and set me free, and now I belong to Him. The body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Galatians 5:1, the Bible says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We've been set free. Let's stay free. You remember when a bunch of the Pharisees and the people of the law brought a woman to Jesus and drug her into him, caught in a very act of adultery. Deserved those stones that was getting ready to fling her way. I never have been one that take not knowing stuff. Man, wouldn't you like to know what he wrote down there in the dirt that day? I try not to speculate, but I do sometimes anyway. But when he got down, he started writing. And he raised up and he said, "Woman, where now?" When the one has set you free, that's the one to stay with. Jesus has set you free. Amen. The hope that we have, and in this Thanksgiving season that we can rejoice in, is when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for your blessings, your goodness, all your mercy and grace. Lord, I thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Jesus that died on the cross in my place and has set me free. Now, Father, I don't know anybody's heart or anything of anyone in here, but Lord, I pray that you'll move in this time, and if anybody needs maybe some release from the guilt and the anguish of some bad decisions or bad mistakes, Lord, will you give them freedom from that tonight? Lord, if these besetting sins and if it gets aggravated, it keeps stumbling us up, Lord, would you help them to come and get free from that tonight? Lord, if we just ask you now, Father, that you would move as you see fit. God, you do your work.
And your attention to the Word of God. And Tim, thank you for the Word. I love the man who gives me the truth, don't you? And I guess I know that too. The truth will make you free. There's nothing better than living free. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And in Him we are. Come back tomorrow night, 6:30. Come a little early. You might want to come get a good seat. Brother Todd's going to preach. And as soon as the word gets out in Unicoi, it's just a short distance up here, isn't it, Todd? Yeah. And No Name But His will be here to sing. That'll get Todd fired up, so you'll want to be here, okay? A good group, people who really love the Lord. And I'm sure Vernon knows about them. Vernon's in the same business. He's a music man. Right, Vern? Vern always tells me when he comes out of the church on Sunday morning after the service, he'll say, "Just keep it up. You'll preach one day. Just keep it up." So I keep trying to do that. Todd, we're looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night, and good to have Miss Todd with you tonight. Yeah. You'll have to fill out a card tomorrow night now, so I'll know all about you, okay? And that means your wife and everybody else you want on that card, you put them on there, so I can know about them too. Let's bow our heads and we'll be dismissed in prayer. Gene, would you do that, please? Amen.